Correctional Service Canada is building a major new health center on the grounds of the Dorchester Penitentiary and are forming a public advisory committee to help inform the project. Here's former Minister of Public Safety and MP for Beauséjour, Dominic LeBlanc, at a press conference inside the Dorchester Penitentiary in December.
We're putting in place a public advisory group that will inform how the project will proceed ahead, the design of the project obviously being a critical part, but then ultimately the construction of the project. We're looking for a variety of individuals to participate in the public advisory group. I've made a commitment to the mayor that obviously municipal representatives have to be a key part of this. The employees here at Shepparty and in Dorchester at the penitentiary will obviously have a key role to play in that process as well. This will include people from the public, from the educational field, from the healthcare field, just to name examples. This group will open a dialogue, gather community feedback, and advise the Government of Canada on key aspects of this process. In addition, of course, our planned engagement will include Indigenous communities, and the CSC, the Correctional Service, will continue to engage with a broad range of people, obviously their own employees and residents in the surrounding community.
Applicants have until January 31st to express interest in joining the public advisory group. According to the CSC website, the goal of the public advisory group is to proactively share the initiative's progress and next steps, all while allowing CSC to gather balanced and informed feedback from diverse partners and members of the community to help shape the Health Center of Excellence. The new health center will take over for and expand on the work of the Shepparty Healing Center, which currently operates as a unit inside the secure Dorchester Penitentiary facility. The new center will be able to accommodate up to 155 patients at varying security levels, including a small number of women. The center will likely be 2 to 3 stories tall and will be encircled by its own perimeter, which CSC says will be well-defined, secure, and patrolled. Former Dorchester and Spring Hill Warden Jennifer Fillmore is heading up the Health Center project. Fillmore is slated to make a presentation to Tantramar Council this coming Monday, near the beginning of their 3 p.m. Committee of the Whole meeting. Fillmore was in Dorchester for a public event this past summer and shared a statement on the project with CHMA.
So the Correctional Service of Canada is working to strengthen the delivery of health care services by building a new facility in the Atlantic region. The new bilingual Health Center of Excellence will serve as a national resource to strengthen CSC's overall capacity to address the health needs of federal offenders, contributing to better public safety outcomes. The HCOE will transform and improve the way Correctional Service of Canada provides health care services. And we intend to build this new facility on the same property as Dorchester Penitentiary, which is owned by the Correctional Service of Canada. This secure health facility will provide health services for federal offenders across Canada, including those with mobility issues and aging offenders who require access to 24-hour care. The Health Center of Excellence will include hospital beds for physical health care and provide treatment and recovery to federal offenders.
That's former Dorchester Warden Jennifer Fillmore, who is heading up the Health Center project. In December, LeBlanc told reporters that the new facility will help CSC care for prisoners and could also make working at the penitentiary and other facilities safer.
The Health Center of Excellence will be a modern facility, multi-level security. Male and female inmates and patients can be treated here. It will strengthen the Correctional Service of Canada's overall capacity nationally to address the health needs of an increasingly complex population. When the health needs of these people are properly met, it creates a safer working environment for the people that come to work here every day, and it improves the offender's chance of being successfully reintegrated into society. The vast majority of people that receive a federal prison sentence return to the community, and as is appropriate. But these people need to go back with their health needs met in the best possible way, because that makes the community that the rest of us live in when we walk out of these doors in a short while safer and more secure.
Correctional Service Canada has more information about how to apply to become part of the public advisory group on its website. Check chmafm.com's Tantrum Our Report for links. This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.